You are listening to The High School Show on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Torbs, Minnesota. I'm Jackson Leon, and we're talking with Greg Ruberg, CEO of Lakeview Hospital today. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good.
How long have you been a part of the hospital in Two Harbors?
I've actually been at Lakeview since 1998. I started as a rehab director and a physical therapist.
And what does your job as a CEO now entail?
So I took the role of CEO back in 2014, and so my role now really incorporates overseeing the day-to-day operations of our hospital and medical clinic on campus.
The reason I want to talk with you today is because a few weeks ago on the show, I was talking with Chris Swanson about the State of the City meeting that happened in mid to early November, I believe. And he was saying one of the big topics that came up was a hospital expansion plan. And to be honest with you, I hadn't heard anything about it. And I found one article about it, and I figured there isn't really much out here about this. Can you talk about the hospital expansion plan?
Sure. So since I've been at Lakeview dating back to 1998, we've had discussions about combining our hospital and clinic. Right now, our hospital is one building. Our clinic is a separate building across the parking lot. And there are times that patients have to go back and forth for things like CT scans, ER visits, admissions to the hospital. And depending on the conditions and the weather, we're pushing them across the parking lot in wheelchairs. And it's really not the most effective setup for patients. So back as a director, we had those discussions, weren't able to accomplish the goal of combining. When I took the role of CEO in 2014, we started discussing this with our board of directors. And really our goal was to look at the services that we want to offer in the future. But most importantly is how do we better serve our community? So how do we better serve patients and families? And so really the impetus of that was how do we combine into one organization with one main entry point and everything integrated inside?
So if the goal is combining it, then is it more like just a hallway between the two, or is it new services being added in a separate building?
That is a great question. So the plan, which we're doing very well on, is to dig out the current parking lot in between the two. We have to dig out about 7 feet because the clinic sits 7 feet lower than our hospital now. And we're going to add approximately 38,000 square feet of new space. So it's going to be a two-level expansion with a number of new services offered on both the upper level and the lower level.
Do you know what services those are?
Yeah. So if we start in the lower level, we're going to create a central registration space. So when patients come into Lakeview, they'll have one door to enter. There'll be registration services right there. We're going to create a specialty clinic off of our primary care clinic. So right now we have a primary care clinic. We have visiting specialists will come up to Lakeview and provide services in that mixed space. So they'll share it with our primary care physicians. What we're going to do is create a dedicated specialty care clinic. So we'll have orthopedics, cardiology, physiatry, general surgery, urology, podiatry, and a number of other services practicing in that specialty clinic. And adjacent to that, we're going to have a new lab, an integrated lab. Right now, we operate a hospital lab and a clinic lab, and our goal is to create one lab that serves all of our patients. So we don't have to duplicate equipment, supplies, inventory, that kind of thing. We're also going to add infusion therapy services. We do not have that now, and that will be things for, you know, potentially oncology treatments, rheumatology type of infusions, and other infusions. As part of that service line, we needed to create a new inpatient pharmacy that has the appropriate mixing hoods and all the ventilation that's required for that kind of service line. So that's a couple of services. There's a number of other ones as well.
Well, that sounds like really good, but really expensive too. Talk about how much is that all going to cost?
So we're in phase one of our project now. And so phase one is a $15 million expansion. And that will include all the services I just mentioned, as well as a community space, which we can talk more about. The second level will be shelled-in surgery and procedure space that we're going to, our phase two of them will be moving into that surgery and procedure space to accommodate the growth that we've had over the last couple of years.
Talk about the community space then.
Yeah, we're really excited for the community space. Our goal at Lakeview is really to really support our community in a different way. We've been the hospital and the clinic in the past, and we're really looking at how do we keep patients healthier. So we're still going to provide that comprehensive service line of primary specialty care, diagnostics, rehab, all of that, but we're going to create a community education / conference center. And the idea behind that is we can do education and training for our community. So for example, if you're a patient that manages diabetes or has diabetes, our goal is to bring in physicians or nurse practitioners, dietitians, therapists to do educational talks on those specific topics, those chronic illnesses, with the goal of keeping people out of our hospital, out of our clinic, out of our ER, so they can live healthier lives. So it's a little bit of a different philosophy of healthcare delivery. It's really the direction that the country is moving into, is more of a value-based model.
What phase of planning would you say all this is in, and is there any sort of expected time for this to be done?
Yeah, so we're in phase one of the master facility plan, and so we've gone through schematic design and what we call design development. We'll be wrapping up design development the first week of January, and that will be really looking at a pretty solid plan for what our future project will look like. After that, we'll be sending out documents for construction bidding to have contractors start bidding on the project. Our goal is to start after the 1st of May of 2019, and it's going to be approximately about 16 months before completion. So by the fall of 2020, we'll be open and running with all those new service lines.
And usually when I hear the term construction bidding, it always ends up being some sort of problem that comes up. Do you see any problems coming up with that, or?
That is an excellent question. The approach that we took to our project is we brought on an architect team early on, of course, to help us design all of this. We also brought on a construction management firm early on, and they came on board just over a month ago now. And so we actually have the construction manager on site working with our Lakeview team and also working with the architect team, estimating the project as we go. So for example, we had the architect complete the schematic design. The construction manager came in and did their own estimate, which they're the experts, and said, here's where your budget is at. You need to do some trimming. So we kind of came back to the table, made some revisions. They bid it, and now we're back. We called it kind of value management. Now we're back on track under budget again. And so we think that when we go out to bid to the construction companies, that we should have become very close and be right on track to move forward.
Speaking of construction, I was reading the article that the Lake County News Chronicle posted, and one of the big challenges that you were talking about with that was ripping up the parking space and having more things in the hospital and less parking. How do you plan to deal with that?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time discussing parking. And again, the whole point of our project and our whole philosophy at Lakeview is serving our patients well. We want patients to have, you know, an efficient experience, make sure that they can park close to their door, they can come in, wayfinding is easy, all of that. So our goal is not to move people any farther from the building. We actually think we're going the other way, making it more efficient. By removing that entire parking lot, though, we had to take our parking lots and really expand them and move them to the south. And so part of it was we had to accomplish efficient parking, but again, allow for future expansion. So we have a phase two to our project and a phase three to our project. So we don't want to put a brand new parking lot in a phase two or phase three space, and then a couple of years down the road, dig that up and redo it. That's not a wise use of resources. So we think we've got a strategic plan to the parking and the site plan of Lakeview that will serve us in 2020 when the new building opens up, but will serve us for 20, 30, 40 years into the future.
So is the plan then more adding new parking or routing parking correctly?
So we're going to add new parking. And so in the front of the building, now one of the challenges, of course, is we have an existing hospital and an existing clinic. Both were built with probably no future plans to ever combine them into one building. So we're really struggled with that. What we're going to end up doing is taking the current parking lot in front of the clinic, expanding it or adding another layer of parking, and then pushing parking all the way up to the hospital retaining wall by the ER, and that will go all the way to the south toward the arena. And then it'll be a one-way loop in the parking lot, but you can enter from two different locations. So we'll have clinic parking, rehab parking right up next to the door. We'll have plenty of handicap parking up close as well. And then we're hoping that the public, if we have conference center community space, that there'll be a lot that would be really dedicated to those individuals who hopefully can walk a little bit farther. But we'll have nice sidewalks. Our goal is to have heated sidewalks in front of the main entrance, so it's limiting ice and snow, that kind of thing.
So it sounds like that's going to be taken care of pretty well then.
Yes. To be honest, that was our biggest struggle in this project, was really trying to tackle the parking piece. The rest of it, we had a pretty good handle on. It came together nicely. We did bring our parking plan to our patient advisory council in our clinic, which are community members who make up a council that helps really guide our future. We brought the plan to our patient family partnership council on the hospital side. It has the same purpose as to, we run things by this committee to say, as patients in our community, are we hitting the mark? Are we off? And if we're off, what do we need to do to fix it? We've presented it to our employee teams, the Two Arbors Chamber meeting, State of the City event. And we invited all of our neighbors over for a meeting to ask if they had questions or concerns. So we think we've gotten a lot of public feedback, and everybody so far said, yep, it should meet the needs of the community.
I'm surprised that with an expansion that has a bunch of new medical capabilities, the parking is the difficult part.
Yes, it was kind of surprising to us as well. But again, if we were building a new hospital and clinic in a kind of a greenfield space, it would be much easier. You would design it differently. Our clinic is a nice building. It's a newer building. We wanted to keep it. Our hospital, with the renovations we did back in 2001 and 2002, is nice, and we wanted to keep that as well to maintain that local connection to Two Harbors. So we were kind of constrained in our planning, but we think, I'm very confident we've made the right decisions, and it will serve patients well.
Definitely. And getting a little bit off track here, talking with people about this, one of the big questions that I've heard is whether the capability to give birth in Two Harbors is going to be possible.
Sure. That has been a very interesting topic of discussion around the country. We do not perform scheduled births in Two Harbors right now. And really the primary reason is, number one, is volume. We don't do enough of them for our providers or our physicians to be really proficient at it and keep up on all of the procedures. It's a high-risk procedure, of course. But more importantly, we don't have a general surgeon on staff 24/7, and we don't have an anesthesia team 24/7. So the big challenge becomes, if a woman comes in for a scheduled birth and things don't go as planned and the woman needs a C-section, we don't have that capability. So if we would have to ship that woman and her baby to Duluth in an ambulance. The challenge, the risk is just too high for us. So when you look at physicians and the volume that they do, the general surgery, the anesthesia team, we felt it was safe, more safe for the mom and baby to go to a place that does this all the time and has all those resources available. This same issue was addressed up in Grand Marais. They do not do planned deliveries there either, or scheduled deliveries. Ely is the same way. So many of these hospitals now are not doing it because of risk and liability. So back to your question, you know, as Lakeview continues to grow and we add services, we are certainly open to looking at that in the future. The trend around the country has been very interesting, and I watch that very closely. But if we ever got to the point that we were doing more 24/7 type of surgeries and procedures with the right resources, it's something we would certainly consider. We're not opposed to it. We just want what's best for our patients and their families.
So essentially, it's possible to do in the future, but right now it's not really something that you're capable of.
Correct. It's not in our current plan. There's no definite plans for that in the near future. But again, I would always say in the future, anything's possible as healthcare reforms and trends shift. And so certainly we're always open-minded.
Mm-hmm. But there still are a lot of other things that are being added there. And obviously with new facilities means new jobs. What new jobs are going to be added with this expansion?
So our plan at Lakeview over the past 4+ years has been to provide more services to our community. So in the past, we provided ER, and we had rehab, and we had primary care, and we had some specialists coming up. We've been working very hard on providing all the services that our community could use and ones that are reasonable for us to offer. So for example, we brought on a urologist. We brought on a podiatrist, a physiatrist. We do pain procedures with an anesthesiologist now. We have cardiology. We have all of these. We do cataract surgeries. So we have all of these new service lines. And our goal, as patients have started to use this locally, they've asked us, can you bring this service line on? Can you help me manage this diagnosis? So we bring that back to our medical staff and our leadership team and say, what makes sense in our community? And so we hired 2 new physicians for 2019. As we continue to grow our primary care practice, we're trying to add a ear, nose, and throat physician right now. And so back to your question, our goal is to continue growing to provide the services that our community needs, and that will require more people to do it. You know, there's some recruitment challenges in rural healthcare across the country, more specifically across rural Minnesota, and we've been very, very fortunate to hire high-quality people, and people are seeking us out to work, which has been our goal. And so I think we're well-positioned for the future.
All right. Sounds like you and the team at Lakeview are doing a really good job with this whole expansion plan and treating the community.
It has been so much fun to watch our team work together and our provider team working with us and really connecting with our community. And our community has been a partner in this as well. So it's been very rewarding, and I'm very happy that we're getting to the point that we're going to accomplish this goal in 2019.
Yeah, it's been fun talking. Thank you for coming in talking about this. And anything else that I need to touch on, you think?
Nope. Thank you for your interest.
All right. You're listening to The High School Show on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. We will be right back.